It's time for our instant analysis of Game 2 between the Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and it was a blowout from the get-go. The Cavaliers win at 123-98, making a playoff record and regular season record 25 three-pointers. I'm joined by Sam Amico from Fox Sports Ohio and foxsportsohio.com. Sam, 25 threes. Probably thought maybe it would be Golden State who would set that record. In fact, they held the record prior to tonight with 21, but it's the Cavaliers now who own the regular season and playoff record. How surprised are you by that, and what was it about tonight that enabled them to knock down 25 threes?
I'm very surprised in the sense that I didn't suspect this would be a great three-point shooting team coming into this season. I didn't think that was what they were aiming for, but I think that's changed quite a bit. And frankly, Kevin Love hasn't been shooting the ball that well. He was 3 of 4 on threes tonight, 3 of 12 overall. You know, you look at like J.R. Smith, LeBron was hitting them tonight, Kyrie's hitting them, and the bottom line is right now this is a team that is finding its, you know, what they've wanted to do all along, Kenny, is be a drive and kick team, and they're becoming that. They're driving, creating open shots around the perimeter and knocking them down, and now they have guys like Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, veteran guys who are knocking down these shots along with the big three in J.R. Smith.
10 different players connected from three-point range for the Cavaliers. They were led by LeBron James with 27, J.R. Smith 23. When J.R.'s being good J.R., like he was tonight, 7 of 13 from three-point range, how tough does it make for the opposition to beat this team?
That makes it nearly impossible because you have a big three already, okay? And even though Kevin Love is not shooting the ball well, he's doing a lot of things necessary to win games, and that's rebound the ball. He's still a threat. And so you add J.R. Smith to those other three big three guys, as well as Tristan Thompson, who's doing a lot of the little things very well. They're going to be tough to beat, and I don't care who you are at this point. When they're playing like they are tonight, and J.R.'s the good J.R., they're near impossible to beat.
Everybody will focus on the 25 threes tonight because it's a new NBA record, and deservedly so, but LeBron talked about it in the post game, and I'm looking at the box score right now. Atlanta shot 42% from the field. Kyle Korver, 3 of 7 tonight from the field. 8 shots in 2 games. JR's defense on him, the team's defense. How important is it that they continue to play this type of defense and maybe even get better on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, interestingly, after the game, the first thing, despite all those threes, the first thing Ty Lue brings up is the defense and says how proud he was of their defense. And a few times, Kenny, I know what he's talking about because I saw J.R. Smith on face guarding Kyle Korver before Kyle Korver could even get the ball. J.R. was just facing him and would not allow him to get the ball. And I was as impressed with J.R.'s defense as his offense tonight, and that's saying a lot. So, you know, look, they know, LeBron James knows that you have to be a good defensive team to win a title, and they still have to get better defensively.
Game 3 is Friday night. The Cavaliers, Kyrie played 22 minutes. Kevin Love, 26. LeBron, 28. So they'll be well-rested, but they're on the road. What can Atlanta do? You always hear the saying, a series really doesn't start till somebody wins on the road. So the Cavs did what they were supposed to do. They protected home court. What can Atlanta do to get back in this series and not get swept like they did last year?
Atlanta needs to get tougher. They need to get physical. You know, they need to chase the Cavs off the line. They need to not, and this is where you run into problems against the Cavs, is you want it, and it's the same thing against the Warriors. You don't want to double team. You've got to play your man straight up, because when you double team and you collapse into the lane, that creates open three-point shots. And that's where the Warriors have so much success. It's where the Cavaliers have had a lot of success against the Hawks, is the Hawks get sucked down into the paint, and that opens things up. And they just need to be more physical. They're way too soft right now, and that's, you can't do that in the playoffs. They were that way last year against the Cavs, and you have to play the Cavs more physical and not let them do what they want. You've got to take some pride and step up if you're the Hawks. Other than that, Kenny, it's just a talent issue, and they don't have the talent that the Cavs do.
I was just going to ask you, is this just a matchup nightmare for Atlanta? They were swept last year in the playoffs. The Cavaliers swept them in the regular season, and they're up 2-0 already in this series.
The Hawks need to get game 3, or it's going to be a sweep again. again. And otherwise, because if they can't get game three, they're going to see, you know, there's just nothing we can do. We can't even coming back home where we're comfortable isn't going to work. So, you know, this is a big game for the Cavs, too, because Friday night, if you're going to follow up, this is a tough act to follow. You know, I mean, it's like trying to follow up the Beatles in 1970. This was a glittering performance, and you want to take that with you on the road, go up 3-0 and put this series to rest.
He's Sam Amico. I'm Kenny Rota. That's our instant analysis of Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Once again, the final score, the Cleveland Cavaliers 123, the Atlanta Hawks 98. The Cavs lead the series 2-0. They head to Hotlanta Friday night for Game 3.